Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, hello. I am Matt Williamson. It's Friday. Beautiful day here in Pittsburgh. No Steeler minicamp for me today. Today's the first day the kids did not have school. It's going to be a long summer. They're already bored. That's bonkers. But anyway, I got one more position ranking, my top 10 to do today. And then next week, I'll think about over the weekend what we're going to do. I kind of like that idea of talking about Hall of Famers. Maybe do a couple categories. Like, if they quit today, this guy gets in the Hall of Fame. If he does just a little more, is in the second category, he gets in the Hall of Fame. Or the J.J. Watts that are on a Hall of Fame pace, you know, that are have started their season, their career unbelievably strong and are on a Hall of Fame pace. So maybe I'll do that next week. Up for ideas. We haven't done a Twitter Thursday in a while. We'll probably only be three podcasts, though. And from now until camp, my hunch is we'll probably only do three a week. So just those programming notes. And I'll keep doing these shorts, too. I mean, so keep an eye out for them. There'll be a lot more of these State of the Union type of deals. You know, State of the Union, State of the Bears, all those that I've done. So there'll be a lot more of those. We'll get through every team with those. So without any more nonsense about, you know, what all we got going here on the Locked On NFL podcast, let's get into these corner ranks. Here's my just missed list in no particular order whatsoever. Vernon Davis. I wrote down Vernon Davis. That's not Vernon. Vernon's a tight end. Vontae Davis, Vernon's brother. Stephon Gilmore, the newest Patriot. Jonathan Joseph. Patrick Ramsey. Patrick Ramsey might be number one on this list next year. So he just missed. Future's super bright for him. Love him. Jason Verrett, barely missed. Casey Hayward, barely missed. Tremaine Johnson. Janoris Jenkins. I couldn't find a spot for him, but man, he played really well last year. I somehow have to include him in the top 10. Maybe I may have overlooked him. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at how did I put Janoris Jenkins in the top 10? DRC, also a Giant. Darius Slay. Xavier Rhodes, who's really come on strong as well. And he used that size really well to match up against big number one wide receivers. I think he'll very... It would shock me if he's not on this list next year as well. Ascending player. So, Ramsey's teammate is A.J. Bouye at number 10. Came out of nowhere, had a phenomenal season, got paid in a phenomenal manner. Now is going to match up opposite Ramsey. I doubt those guys will switch sides of the fields. I think it's going to kind of be a Sherman situation, you know, a Seattle situation, where they both will just have their own side of the field. But who knows? I'm curious how that works out. You know, Ramsey's obviously the bigger bodied guy. Maybe he'll guard the big dude where A.J. Bouye would guard the Beckham Odell type guy, where, you know, and Ramsey would guard the Julio type. I don't know. I'm curious how that works out. My hunch is they'll be on each side of their field, but I don't know that for sure. Maybe that's been announced and I missed it. I don't know. Malcolm Butler, well known obviously for Super Bowl heroics, but has developed into one of the better man coverage corners in the league. A lot of speculation that he would leave New England this offseason. That didn't happen. We thought he might end up in New Orleans. He's about to make a ton of money. That was the reasoning behind maybe him possibly leaving town now while you can still get something for him. Really good player. Again, came from Bouye and Butler came from nowhere. And it's rare because generally speaking, more so than most positions, and it's true at every position, of course, but the higher draft picks are the higher players. You know, like, it's an athletic-based position where you're very reactive, so therefore athleticism is more important at corner probably than any position on the field. And guys that test well are first-round picks, you know? I mean, so a lot, you know, generally speaking, it's odd to me that we'd have Butler and Bouye at 9 and 10 on the list at this position. It's kind of an anomaly. Aqib Talib, a former first-round pick that certainly looks the part, long arms, physical, can be a little up and down, but is a great man coverage player. I think you could argue that he should be higher on this list. I mean, he's fantastic. He does get beat here and there, you know, but so does everybody. You know, and again, the Denver scheme and supporting cast helps him a little bit as well. Marcus Peters is a little bit of a boom-bust guy, former first-round pick, tons of ability, big play specialist, dangerous to throw in his direction, size, breaks on the ball really well, will bait quarterbacks. Peters is probably only going up too. I would think he'll get a little more consistent with age. Again, a great player, a foundational player for the Chiefs.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
A big name guy who, you know, was not an early pick, but quickly developed, but he's much more of a zone player now with his second team on the Redskins, Josh Norman. Played well. You know, I mean, I think early he caught a lot of heat that why is he following Antonio Brown around the field and he's just going to be a one side of the corner, side of this field corner, and they paid too much for to do that. First of all, I didn't think they paid too much if that's all they used him as. And they, as the season went on, he did follow people more and more in his own base scheme, more or less. And I think they came out in the offseason and said they plan on basically locking him up against number ones all the time. So Josh Norman is dynamite. He also is a big play guy. So I screwed up. I didn't realize that I did put Janoris Jenkins in here at 5. And I'm sitting here with my Excel spreadsheet and just over, usually I cut and paste. I had a big list and wrote on all the names and I forgot to cut him. You know, I just sort of, he's on here twice. So he is at number 5, so that makes me feel better. Because when we were talking about him, I'm like, how on earth is Janoris Jenkins not in my top 10? He was awesome for the Giants last year. I know a lot of people talk about Landon Collins. We talked about him yesterday. And Vernon and Pierre Paul. And to a lesser degree, Harrison, who's just a stud against the run. But I thought Jenkins was probably their best defender last year. I mean, this kind of dawned on me. I was thinking about that as I was saying it. But including Landon Collins, who, you know, people talk about Landon Collins as a defensive MVP type guy, which I didn't think was ever really in the cards for him. But Jenkins is the better player, the more valuable guy, because he's a pure man corner, super great hips and hip turn and swivel and aggressive and explosive, great player. Chris Harris has been perennially underrated. Slot. Outside, a lot of big names on that Denver defense. He's been overlooked. I think that's starting to change. I think most of you out there by now know what a great player Chris Harris is. Again, a man coverage guy, not the biggest dude in the world. Real good technique player, really good movement skills, transition skills. He's a star. A guy we didn't get to see last year, and I could see if some of you weren't happy with me putting him this high, but I think is going to be a gigantic boost. You know, I mean, you talk about some of these guys like J.J. Watt and Martavis Bryant that are going to come back to a good unit and really upgrade it again, you know, make it even better. Desmond Trufant with Atlanta, I think he's their best defensive player. I think he's, you know, they just paid him. He's not going anywhere. Can play man, can play zone. We didn't get to see him. We were kind of robbed of that last year. But it's not his fault. I mean, it doesn't make him any less of a player. The top two you've probably figured out by now. I got Richard Sherman at 2. He's been great for a long time. We've heard a lot of talk that he might get traded. He's making a lot of money. I think ideally they don't want a ton invested in their corner position. They want to invest in Thomas, Chancellor, Wagner, D-line. But they stumbled into this great player in the fourth round or fifth round, a former wide receiver, has those type of ball skills, which brings me up to something. I'm just starting a new series. You know, guys know how I write for The Score, thescore.com. They're a Canadian-based company, and they have an awesome app. But I've been writing two articles a week from them for quite a while now. And I'm going to start a series where you pick, we're building the perfect quarterback right now, you know, where I'm taking Tom Brady's head and Aaron Rodgers' arm and Russell Wilson's feet and Cam Newton's body and, you know, those type of things. But Sherman will be on that list whenever we build the perfect corner, and mostly for his ball skills. I love the way he plays the ball in the air. It attacks it, baits quarterbacks. He's been great for a long time. And the best corner in the league, in my opinion, is Patrick Peterson. And the body is perfect. The athleticism is perfect. He had a down year, but he got all those medical issues squared away, and he's back to being a superstar. Man coverage, leave him on an island. He's the closest thing, in my opinion, to a Revis Island as there is in the NFL right now. Patrick, you've got their number one receiver. We're not going to help you much. Go take care of business. And the problem, you know, with the Cardinals is the opposite corner spot is just so weak last year, and they didn't do anything to address it. So why throw at Peterson if, you know, he's at a tie against your number one receiver or even a slight advantage to the defense, but your number two receiver is so much better than their number two corner? Well, you go after that matchup. So we don't get to see him as, you know, he doesn't get featured lately as much as he should, because the guy on the opposite side is a liability. So, hey, everyone, have a great weekend. That's my top 10 corners from 1 to 10. Peterson, Sherman, Trufant, Harris, Jenkins, Norman, Peters, Tlaib, Butler, Bouye. And again, I think Ramsey and Xavier Rhodes will be shooting up this list in no time. So, good stuff. Much appreciated. Have a fantastic weekend. And over and out.